So they bring out Melissa, who was backstage, didn't hear any of this.
Yep.
And she comes out, her usual bubbly, smiley self. But she knows something up, so she's like, so what's going on, guys?
Yeah, I feel like the first cue was probably no audience.
The no audience, yeah. Yeah. She's like, oh, God, this is not like a happy segment that we're about to be filming. Yeah. What the fuck is about to happen? And Jason's just talking about how, you know, our conversations the last few weeks have been about how things feel different for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I completely fell in love with you. So past tense gives away a lot. Mm-hmm. But the chemistry has started changing. Now, cue Melissa, who's now looking around the set.
Yeah.
Her eyes are darting and starting to realize, like, what the fuck is about to go down?
Yeah.
Why am I sitting here?
Yep.
And Jason says, we're not right for each other. And she flat out was like, what do you want me to say?
Right. What am I doing here? What do you want me to say to you?
Yeah.
This seems like an apology tour for you that I should not be a guest star on.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. I sign up for this.
Mm-mm. No. And I think she realized that, and that's why she like totally annihilated his inner being in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah. She's like, I thought things were perfect. Mm-hmm. So cued that she didn't know that things were completely different.
Yeah.
How can you say all these things to me about being in love and all that stuff and then do this?
Mm.
And called him out. She's like, the minute things are tough, you don't even want to try. You don't even want to fight.
Yeah.
Like, what did I do? Something must have happened. What did I do for you to just be done? We're not even going to keep trying anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to fight for this. I want to break up. And so he tells her, I do still have feelings for Molly.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa's first question, of course, is, have you talked to her? Because she already know that y'all been talking.
Yep.
But are you about to lie to me on national television?
On TV.
On TV. And, of course, he didn't, said no.
Yep.
And she said, because she already knows.
Yeah, she knows.
You lying. And she's just like, you chose Melissa, but now you don't want to fight for Melissa.
Yeah.
You put a ring on Melissa's finger and told her all of these things, but you don't want to try to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the rage just, like, building.
Oh, my God. She literally took herself out and started talking to herself in the third person. Melissa, can you believe this shit? Can you believe Melissa what he did to you? Like, that's what she was doing herself.
That was really what she did. And you could see she's just seething because, like, you're doing this publicly. You are doing this publicly, and it's selfish because, like, he did it publicly almost out of protection for himself. She looked like she was about to throw down.
Yeah.
This was done in the privacy of their home.
Yes, yeah.
The way she was like, you could see the rage building inside of her.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to control his story. Like, he wanted to make sure that what he said was known and that he's sorry or whatever his defense was.
And she can't blow up in the way that she wants.
Yes.
Similar, I remember just talking about this during Ari's season, how Becca, she had to keep it together.
Yeah.
There's cameras there. Yeah. She can't fucking go off on him in the way that you would want to.
Yeah, right.
So now you're controlling my emotions and, like, silencing my emotions at the same time.
Yeah.
Horrible. And she's like, why did you put a ring on my finger?
Mm-hmm.
Getting engaged is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and now you took that away from me.
Snatched it from her. God snatched damn. It.
So sad. And she's just crying and just seething mad. And gives him the ring back.
And this is going to be his fourth time proposing to somebody.
That's true. Oh, Ooh. My God. Oh, God.
That's crazy.
And, it's terrible. Chris Harrison's just like, I'll leave you two. And, you know, Melissa's a limo outside waiting for you.
Yeah.
And she's just pissed. Like, she's like, you should know better than to do this. Mm-hmm. You have been here before.
Mm-hmm.
You have been through heartbreak before with your ex
yep.
and Deanna and all of that. Mm-hmm. You of all people should know better. Like, this is terrible. And then to propose, like, you know better than this.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Because you know how she feels.
You know. Deanna let him get down on his knee and say every bit of his little rehearsed words and then told his ass to stand up.
Oh,
you know.
God. Yeah.
You know better than to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, good luck with Molly. Don't call me. Don't text me. Leave me alone.
Stan, I stand for life. Oh my God. I love a good, just anxious, avoidant move of don't ever speak to me again.
Ever.
Yeah.
Don't reach out to me. I don't want no Merry Christmas tags.
Nothing.
I don't want no communications. Mm-mm. Act like I am dead because that's what I'm doing to you.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Yep.
And she stomped right out there, her little heels clacking. I know. Literally stomped out. So cute. But poor thing, she's just in her limo crying and is like, he's not the person for me, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it was sad because that's, again, when you can see her insecurities where she's like, at the end, I'm always left crying, wondering what happened, what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
so
and like I thought I'd be a good wife. I thought I'd be this. I thought I'd do this and this and this. It was so much centered around her insecurities and her validating those through this relationship.
Through him,
you know. Yeah. It's sad.
Sucks. But yeah, we know after this, that limo rode off into Hollywood and rode into the sunset and opportunities. So
yes, it did.
Yep. She made it out quite fine. Yep, which is good. Now, Jason, he back on the couch crying. Talk about, I never lied to him.
Oh, my God. Again, with this inhaling. He does a lot of, and then puts his head down. You know? It's classic. Oh, my God. This man.
Yeah, he'd be breathing heavy.
Heavy.
Heavy cry, like, breathe. Breath. But yeah, he is just still on this thing. I never lied to her. It was all real. And it's like, no one cares. At the end of the day, you proposed to her and you broke up with her on television. That's all we care about.
In the same 2 months.
Same 2 months. Mm. So now Molly, you know, she's backstage. She hasn't heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they bring Molly out.
Mm-hmm. Solo, right? Solo. No Jason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Solo. She comes out, her headband, bump it and all.
That hair.
Hair.
Oof. And the makeup was the same, too. That was a little disappointing.
Terrible. Yeah. It was like back, the hair, like they were just so obsessed with straightening, like pin straight hair.
Yeah, yeah.
So then when you put the headband on, you just see the flyaways.
Yeah, like, oh, the little static at the front. Yes.
Not a good look.
Mm-mm.
Also, what happened to the headband? Just the headband.
Like the headband in life?
Just in life. The headband.
I know. I mean, the plastic one with the ridges?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one. That one left. I don't know where it went.
Where'd it go?
Yeah.
So interesting. Certain things just poof, gone. Just out of like gone. Fashion, beauty. Just,
yeah.
I haven't seen a headband in forever.
I know. I love a scarf in the hair as a headband.
A scarf. Right. It's been replaced now. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the plastic headband or the leather headband.
Maybe environmentalists. Maybe PETA took them.
Ah.
You know, it's bad for the environment. It's plastic.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Uh-huh.
PETA. Taking everything out. Oh, God. So, yeah, they replay their whole breakup, her telling him you've made a mistake, and Chris Harrison's questioning her, do you still have feelings for him? And she's like, well, Jason is all over the media.
Yeah.
And I just watched the show, and so I have to see him friggin' everywhere. Yeah. And, you know, those kinds of feelings just don't disappear.
Mm-hmm.
But for her, she still wants to talk to him. She wants closure. She wants to learn from him when he knew, like when exactly did he know that Melissa was it and she wasn't.
Yeah, she's looking for a real answer because she knows, like, that it's a lie.
He has no answer.
He has no answer.
It was always her.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. And so Chris Harrison, messy boots, is like, you know, do you ever wonder, what if he changes his mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you ever thought of that? And she's like, yeah, I mean, I wish every day that
she's
he'd
like,
just go knock on the door.
Night. As soon as I go to bed, girl, every night.
Mm. I wish he's there. Tell me he wants me back.
Mm-hmm.
And so sure enough, they bring out Jason and they hug all deep. And she is very familiar with him as if Melissa doesn't exist.
Mm.
You notice that?
Yep.
The way she hugged and the way she was so like, googly eye.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I mean, I get it. You love the man. You haven't seen him, but he does have a fiance. It seems like the respect wasn't there.
Yeah, because she knows that he wasn't respecting that relationship talking to her.
That's true. She, yep, they've, you know, been talking.
They've been talking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and when that happens, you know, you're like, oh, but you're in love with me though. So
yeah,
that's cute and all with that other one, but you're
only
in love with me though.
Only a matter of time before you come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.